In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
As we heard last night in the sermon of Father Marcos, the Lord during Holy Week has given us each many gifts, and we are also being called to give back to Him some gifts. Tonight, we also want to talk about two ways we can feed the Lord's hunger. And then we will conclude by quickly talking. We can't let this night pass without talking about the story of the fig tree. But first of all, how do we feed the Lord's hunger? As you know, the Lord says to His saints, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Blessed are those who feed the Lord and give Him to drink. And the Lord, as you know, tells us that when we feed the poor, we are feeding Him. So if I want this blessing, I need to give to the poor. This is one way to feed the Lord, by feeding His family, either His church, which is His body, or those in need who are the Lord's brethren. There is also another way to feed the Lord, because the Lord is hungry for my salvation and thirsty for my soul to be saved. In the heat of the day at noontime, as He hung on the cross, He was thirsty, thirsty for the salvation of mankind, for the fulfillment of the purpose of His Father's will. And He said on the cross, I am thirsty. I am who I am. The great I Am Himself says, I am thirsty. And He is looking to each one of us to quench His thirst. Looking to me not to give me of the water of this world. Looking to me not to give Him sour vinegar. Looking to me to come back to Him. He is thirsty to comfort me. He is thirsty to save me. He is dying to save me. And as you know, the Lord said that He has food to eat that we do not know of. And He said that He's referring to doing the will of His Father. And the will of the Father is that all souls are saved. So I can feed Him when I come back to Him by accepting to be saved. And He is hungry and thirsty to save me. But how do I respond to His hunger? As you know, He doesn't force anything upon me. So the choice is mine to respond. I can respond like the blessed right-hand thief and quench my master's thirst by saying, remember me, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. And even if I've been a criminal all my life, still an opportunity while I'm still here breathing to come back and quench his thirst to say, remember me, O Master, when you come into your kingdom. Blessed is the right-hand thief who chose to come and quench the Lord's thirst. But again, the choice is mine, because there's also a left-hand thief who instead mocked the Lord, made fun of Him. The Lord will not force me to come back to Him, but He is thirsty for me to come back to Him. But how do I respond? Some respond by coming back, and some do not want to be saved. The Lord is thirsty, but I'm the one who has to choose what I will do, whether I will come and quench my master's thirst or not. And on the evening after Palm Sunday, the Lord was hungry, and He saw a beautiful fig tree full of green leaves, and the Lord approached to see if He can perhaps find fruit, but the tree was fruitless. The beautiful tree was deceiving. The tree appeared beautiful outwardly, but inwardly behind the leaves there were no fruit, nothing behind the leaves. And as you know, the fruitless tree was cursed for its hypocrisy. And we know that fruitless trees And that fruitless tree was condemned by the Lord and withered away. Why, O Lord, did you condemn the beautiful tree? Did you not come to save? Why are you condemning and cursing? He condemned because it was good on the outside, but bad on the inside. It had beautiful green leaves, but no fruit. It pretended to have fruit, but it only had leaves. Those outer leaves cannot feed the Lord. The outer facade of beauty is not what the Lord is looking for. Lord comes to me and says, I am hungry. Lord comes to me and sees that I am beautiful on the outside. Lord comes to me and seeks the spiritual fruit on the inside. Will he find any fruit in my life? The Lord is thirsty to save me, but do I want to be saved? The Lord's hungry to heal me. Do I want to be made well? And this should be a simple question to answer. And the right-hand thief quickly said, yes, I want to be saved. And he recognized his Savior who could save him. And yes, I need to be made well. The other thief said, no. My choice, yes or no. But here's my problem. My problem is I pretend that I don't need to be saved. I pretend that I am not in need of a physician. And this, of course, is foolishness, because we all need to be saved. Even the most saintly of saints, Saint Mary herself, refers to her son as her Savior. If even Saint Mary needs to be saved, how much more am I in need of saving? How much more am I in need of salvation? But I pretend to be good. I decorate myself and pretend to be holy on the outside. I fear I'm like the fig tree, spiritually diseased, fruitless, pretending to be holy. The fruits of the Spirit, you all know, our love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Do I have self-control? Do I have love for others selflessly? Do I have inner joy? Do I have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding? I don't have enough love or enough joy or enough peace. And the Lord said, my peace I give to you, a gift. My peace I leave with you. But I lost the peace, O Lord. Fine, come back to me, I'll restore the peace. But don't pretend to have peace when you lost it. Don't pretend to have holiness when you lost it. Don't pretend to have fruit when you only have the leaves. And that's the message the Lord is sending to me, that I need to be honest with myself. If I am in need of him, come to him. He can heal, can save, can make me fruitful. But don't trick myself and try and trick others and pretend that I'm something I'm not. I don't want to be like the hypocritical, fruitless fig tree. I don't want to be like the scribes and Pharisees, having eyes to see, I do not see nor understand. Why could they not understand? Because of pride, arrogance, and hypocrisy. Because they were too concerned about looking righteous, not being righteous. And the fig tree looked good, but was fruitless. The Pharisees looked holy, but were corrupt. But it's not the time to focus on the Pharisees, nor even on the fig tree, but on me. I need to focus on my life and my choice. Do I want to bear fruit? Do I need to be healed? Am I going to feed the Lord? In just a few days, he will cry out that he's thirsty. Who do I imitate? The right-hand thief and quench his thirst? Or the left and reject to be saved? Or the foolish ones who offered him vinegar? Or the fig tree who pretended that it had no need to be saved when it had no fruit? And during Holy Week, as you know, we focus on the Lord and his sufferings to save me. And I don't want his sufferings to be in vain. He's hungry for my soul to be saved. He's knocking on my door. He's dying for me to let him in, to let him into my home, into my heart, into my life, so he can cleanse it and purify my heart. He is dying for me to live. He gave his life out of love to save me, to heal me, to feed me, nourish me, bless me. By his wounds we are saved. And now if I could ask Abuna Shenouda, we know Abuna Shenouda loves St. John Chrysostom, and he has a small maybe contemplation from St. John Chrysostom about the fig tree and why the Lord cursed the fig tree to save us.
Actually, I wasn't ready to contemplate and to continue what he started, but St. John Chrysostom said, the fig tree that was fruitless, with only leaves, looks beautiful, is deceiving. And St. John Chrysostom said, as if the Lord is warning us not to eat or to deal with or to have relationship with any deceiving material, like this fig tree. This fig tree was beautiful from outside, but fruitless from inside, like many other things in this world. Money is good, beautiful, but from inside it is very dangerous. When you love money, you will become a slave to the money. Pride from outside to have good shape, but from inside, it's nothing, because this is the source of falling. Before breaking is the pride. قبل الكسر الكبرياء وقبل السقوط تشامخ الروح. And also he said that if you are wise enough, look at the Lord Jesus Christ. He cursed this fig tree to prevent anyone from eating of it or approaching it, as if he is saying, I am ready to curse anything in the whole world which can deceive you. And for you, be wise enough not to be deceived with many things in the world, which from outside is beautiful, from inside it's poisoned. Poison. It has poison. It can destroy you, kill you, perish you, finish you, and hence prevent you from entering the kingdom of heaven. Adam and Eve were deceived when the serpents deceived them, saying, when you eat this tree, from this tree, you will be like God. And he said, look at two were created sinless, pure, to live eternally. But because of the deceiving, they died. And another two were born carrying the sinful, the original sin, the dying, but they refused to be deceived from the materials of this world, so they live until now with the angels. Who are they?
Elijah
and Enoch. On the contrary, Adam and Eve were born without sin or created without sin, but they died of the deceiving, while Elijah and Enoch were born carrying the original sin, but they refused to be deceived. The result that the Lord found them righteous, so he took them both alive. They are now praising and delighting among the heavenly hosts, among the angels. Yes, they will come to die for 3 days, just before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, as it is written in the scripture. So this is what St. John Chrysostom wanted to give us today, contemplating on the original sin of the ninth hour of this morning, Monday morning. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah.